From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Shannon Cox and Kim Sanders from the Peoria Art Guild. They join us to talk about the first ever virtual edition of the Fine Art Fair, which launches on September 25th at peoriaartguild.org. Shannon and Kim, welcome to Out and About.
Hello.
Thank you, Jen.
So Shannon, let's go back to the moment of decision-making here. How did you determine that you were ready to move into this virtual realm for the Fine Art Fair?
Yeah, there was a lot of hard decisions to be made, and we didn't take them lightly when we had to cancel the fair, because we've done this fair for 57 years. This is our 58th year. So when we had to cancel, and it's disheartening, but we knew that we had to do it and to be responsible for our community. But we knew we were going to do something. We knew that for this weekend, we weren't going to let it pass. So we put that in our back pocket, and we decided that we would just hang out until August and see what was happening, and then go from there. In the meantime, this opportunity sort of fell into our lap through Andrew Nwai at the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, through this virtual company out of Massachusetts named Interactiva. And he introduced us. We started talking about possibilities, and we decided to go for it.
Now, Kim, you have been really the operational mastermind behind the fair for quite some time. What was your reaction when Shannon pitched this idea to you?
I was really excited about it because, and Shannon and I both, all we really wanted to do was have a fine art fair. And if this was the only way to be able to do it, let's check into it and see what it is. And so we did research some other art fairs that were doing their fair virtually this year too, and found that it's a viable way to be able to bring art to the community. And ours is just a couple of steps better, in my opinion, because we're actually bringing Peoria and the Riverfront Park to everyone also.
Absolutely. And I want to dive a little bit deeper into this because, as you said, Kim, what you're aiming for is a few notches above what maybe we're seeing happen across the country with fine art fairs. Give us, as much as you can, a sense of what the user is going to experience when they enter the virtual fine art fair.
Well, we had Raphael Rudolphi from Video Genique go down to the riverfront and take, probably 100 photos, 360 view photos, and sent them out to them so they had them for reference. So they were able to take those and get every view of what our riverfront looks like. And the platform will just be where the fair was. But it includes the Spirit of Peoria. It includes the Gateway Building. Everything that's there will be there. Andrew and I went down to the riverfront one Saturday morning and recorded the Spirit of Peoria, the Calliopes, and sent those out. So when you walk up, you know, you will actually walk through with your computer, and there will be an app as well with a space bar, and you'll walk. When you get close to the Spirit of Peoria, you'll hear the Calliopes. The trees blow. You'll hear birds singing. There's going to be an airplane flying above with sponsorships flying. So the sponsorship opportunities are fun too, right? To be able to have like a virtual airplane with a banner. But then you'll be able to walk into the artist's tents and look at their art, decide if you like it, and then go to their websites for purchase.
And as far as you know, this is the first of its kind that's happening in the world of fine art fairs right now.
So a lot of the art fairs, of course, there's creative people involved with these, and just by the mere fact that it's an art fair. And so they're all trying new things. There are some where they have like a person, an avatar that may walk through an art gallery, and you'll see some, you know, artists work there, and then you can click through to their websites, things like that. But it's not the city. Ours is just wonderfully specific. to our community. So the folks in the Peoria area, they're going to recognize it in a second. And I think get a real kick out of being able to walk around and go, oh, I've been there in person before.
So let's transition a little bit and talk about the artists. You have 30 artists that are participating in this year's Fine Art Fair. Some are local, some are not. Can you give us a little bit of the response from the artists who are participating? Are they excited about this? Are they looking forward to it?
Absolutely. Some of the artists, I mean, it was like 5 minutes and they were emailing back saying, absolutely, I want to be a part of this. This is wonderful. We limited it to 30 because we really weren't sure how this was all going to go. And because our venue is so detailed and, the tech gurus have so much work to do for it, we wanted to really bring quality to it rather than quantity. So we have 30 artists, every medium, excellent ones. Some you'll recognize because they're local. Some you'll recognize because they've been in the art fair for many years. And then we were able to, because it's virtual, we were able to reach out to many artists that have never been to the Peoria Art Fair before because they just couldn't do it because of other commitments or the distance or whatever. And they're able to participate for once. And so we've really got a great variety of artists.
Shannon, I'm thinking back to last year when you had some very interesting weather. So that happened right around the time of the Fine Art Fair, and you guys handled it beautifully. But that is one of the challenges when you're doing a live in-person event. Is there a bit of your mind that's relieved that this year you don't have to worry about whether or not we're going to have a tornado?
Yeah, exactly. It's always 70 and sunny in the virtual world. And so, yeah, it takes a little weight off of us. But also that we've literally done this in 2 months. It was about the 1st of August when we are like, we're going to do this. And we have been working our tails off along with, our team and the folks out in Massachusetts Interactive, which they have just been amazing. It's a different kind of busy.
And Jen, I'm really glad you mentioned the weather because it was unbelievably horrible last year, but yet we still have acquired a rating this year with the National Art Fair, Fine Art Fairs, and we are number 20 in the nation. Yes. So the artists, they still had an amazing experience, and our rating is higher than it's ever been. And
yeah,
so
we're pretty proud of that.
We still pulled it off.
Yeah.
That was Shannon Cox and Kim Sanders talking about the first ever virtual edition of the Peoria Fine Art Fair. The fair is happening in collaboration with Interactiva Studios and the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. It will feature the works of 30 artists, including many local fine artists. For more information about this and all upcoming arts events, you can visit artspartners.net. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.